Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Moed Katan, daf Yutes, and we are on Yud Chesem Beis. We're discussing the sugya of learning Torah when one is an Avel. So the Gemara quoted the Isser of learning Torah when one is an Avel, or Rabbi Yochanan quoted the source is the Pasuk in Iyov, when the friends came to visit Iyov after he lost everything. Remember, the Satan said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he only serves you because you give him everything. But if you would take everything away, then he wouldn't serve you. So Hashem said to him, okay, you could do everything, just don't kill him. So he took away his health, and he took away his family, and took away his money. And then the friends come, and he's sitting on the floor, and he made him very sick. And the friends don't say anything, right? This is the second parak of Iyov. Rav Yeshvu ito la'aretz shivas yamin v'shivas leilos. They sat with him for 7 days. Ve'ein dover elav davar. And they didn't say anything. That is the kiro ki gadol hakeev maod, because they saw the keev was great. So the Rabbi Yochanan darshes vein dover elav davar afilu davar shel Torah, even a Torah thought, right, which reflects also whether Iyov was Jewish or not. That's a major machlokas. Remember all the different opinions in the Bavli and Baba Basra in the first parak. The Gemara quotes a number of opinions when Iyov lived. Right, some say he lived in the way before the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So some say Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Iyov. Some say it was even a mashal. It never took place. But that's Rabbi Yochanan's makar. For that, there's no Torah, even Varshal Torah. Rish Lakish argues. Rish Lakish says there is no issur of learning Torah for an avel. Rish Lakish says, what do you mean? If the niftar would have been learning, he wouldn't have been killed. Right, so he could have been protected. So of course the avel should be learning. That's Rish Lakish's svara called Garme Ilutana Lo Avi Mayis. Right, is the person would have been learning. He wouldn't have died. So that is an idea that we find in a number of Gemaras. But generally, you know, there are people who die when they are learning. But for the Yechidei Skula, for certain people's learning, this protects them in a major way. Right, obviously the Gemara in Shabbos. On Daf Lamed, the Gemara about David HaMelech, when David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when am I going to expire? And Hashem didn't want to tell him, but until Hashem finally said, you're going to die on a Shabbos. And David HaMelech says, no, please take me on a Friday, take me on a Motzi Shabbos. But then David HaMelech, every second of Shabbos, he was always learning to protect himself. That's one Gemara, until the Malach HaMavis had to, you know, rustle some trees and make David stop learning and get distracted for a moment, go up on a ladder and fall down. The other Gemara also in Bava Metzia, and the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Pevav, also an amazing Gemara, here in the Bavli Pevav and Aleph, where the Machlokas in the Gemara, one of the most intriguing Gemaras in all of Chazal, right, where the Gemara talks about a Machlokas, about a Suffolk in Hilchas Tzara'as, if you have a white spot before a Baharis, after a Baharis, if you have a Suffolk, the Gemara says there was a machlokas between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mesifta Derakia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tahor, and Kul Mesifta Derakia Amri Tameh. And they said, who's gonna decide who's right? Rabbi Nachmani was an expert in Nagam and Ahalas, right? So therefore, maybe we should have him. Where did we have Nagam and Ahalas before? In this Pesachta, we had it once before. We had a Gemara, we had a line that said, one of the Amoraim said, oh, learning Hilchas, here it is, Yud Aleph, I'm an Aleph, right? Kahana said, is Milain b'moe dekashyin min Ahalas min anagoyim? There's some things in Halachas about Hilchas Chalamoe that are so hard to understand, these are harder than Nagoyim and Ahalas. And the Gemara answered, the Gemara said about covering something on Shabbos might have been mutter, and on Chalamoed is usser, and the Gemara had to come up with an answer. But that's where Nagam and Alas came up in this Masechta. So he was the expert. So what happened? So they needed his opinion, but he was alive. So how do they give his opinion? So Shadchu Shlicha Basrei, Lavi Matzi Malach Amavis, the Mikravlei, Midilavi Pukapasik Pume Migirsi. He never stopped learning for a second. And meanwhile, Adhati Nashiv Sika, he made a wind, and then he thought that the enemy was coming, and he stopped learning for a second. And as he died, he says, Tahar, Tahar, which is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Yatsa Baskov Yamar Ashrecha, Rav Rachmeini, Shaguf Chatar, Yatsa Baskov Batar, Vechu. The Rambam, Paskins Tameh. So the Kesef Mishnah points out, how could the Rambam Paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against Rav Rachmeini? So talk about, that. But that's another example of, not learning, when one is learning, so then the Malach HaMavis can't get near. So there is discussions in the Mefarshim exactly about this concept about learning. Where the Minchas Elazar here in the back wonders, but David HaMelech didn't stop learning for a second. He had to go to the bathroom. He had to eat, Right? So what do you mean never stop learning? So v'lo tikshi b'davar ha-melech v'lo ispala b'chol yom b'shabes v'lo achal su d'shabes. You didn't eat su d'shabes k'b'chuyev. Fine, maybe to the bathroom. He didn't go. Why? Because the day before, he made sure to eat things that didn't make him go to the bathroom. Mitzvahs also protect. So it wasn't just Torah, but the mitzvahs that you had to do also protected him at that moment. So that's what he discusses. Okay, so what happens? Let's continue. So the Gemara then says, what does Reish Lakish do with the pasuk from Eov, my kadun? So he says, he uses it to teach me, b'shalo hayu, he quotes Rabbi Yochanan, but this is what we said Reish Lakish would do with the pasuk, b'shalo hayu yodid b'me'el of tochlo. It's just that they didn't know what to open up, how to talk to him. Im begufo, im b'mamono, im b'nefesh, b'nefesh, b'nefesh. There were so many tsaris, so they were just sitting there. They didn't really know exactly how to express their empathy with him. And again, we spoke at the end of the shiur about what does that mean. You know, wasn't it clear? You know, which one is the worst? Okay, the children. One time, a student from Rav Chisda was sick. Shalach leitrin talmidim v'yisr nimei. So Rav Chisda said two talmidim to learn with him. I guess he also went to a doctor. Is avid kumein kumin chivek. And this was a different time. Right? What happened? The Malach HaMavis turned into a snake. The ifsakun, and they got scared. And they stopped learning with Damach, and he was able to take the student. Chatamim into Barpadia Ivish. One time a student from Barpadia also. Shalach leishrei talmidin. The yistoni mei. He sent two students to go learn with him. Is avid kumein kumin kochva. He made him appear like a star, some type of shooting star. Right, something in the sky that was unusual. The ifsakun v'damach, and again, he caused them to stop learning and died. Right, the carbon eda derahit, a shooting star, kadeshe yivasu, so that they will be scared, the ifsaku, and they will stop learning. And I saw one of the mafreshim in the back, l'chayim b'Yerushalayim, wonders why for David HaMelech, he shook the trees, and here he appeared like a snake, and appeared like a star. Each one has obviously some symbolism. Tani, I will show you, b'makam shina rogil. But now it says the Gemara, there is some flexibility, even according to the opinion that says, you're not allowed to learn Torah, b'shas avelos, which is what we paskin, he can learn dvarim she'enam regilim. If you're learning something that you don't usually learn, then it's not enjoyable. It's not painful. This day holds that it's not that inherently all Torah like we said in the last year, because there's Shem Yisrael B'Sam Chilev, but if it's some type of learning that is not enjoyable, then what is allowed? Kadar Rabbi Yosa, Avili Uv, Rabbi Yosa, one time he lost a relative, Shalach Le Rabbi Yochanan, Shrein Talmid, in the Yisr Nimei. And Rabbi Yochanan had sent two students to learn with him. Why? In Mishub the Shari Lo Yad, it is because Rabbi Yochanan knew that Rabbi Yosa held like Reish Lakish, that there was no Isra of learning. The Sharivi, Mishiv, the Lo Ragel, Lo Yadin, or was it in a type of learning that he wasn't Ragel in? Either way, one of them was the reason. Reb Yosa, Lo Ragel. So where it says, Reb Yosa was not Ragel, there was a certain area of Torah that he wasn't Ragel in, he was one of the Gedolei Ador. What do you mean that he wasn't a part of Torah that he wasn't used to? Ella could go Eiling Milander Rabbanan. No, it just means certain types of topics of the Rabbanan. To Bar Inish, Mishtalbahom. Sometimes the people ask questions about the Kayim Lake Command to Loragel, and it's Ki'ilu is Loragel. Why? Because maybe some certain types of questions, certain types of topics are so deep that when one learns them, or the Karban Eda Vein Srichun Iyun, they need very deep, intense learning, which is not all fun and games. And therefore, maybe there was a type of learning that wasn't purely enjoyable, right? Coming to a psak halacha when people ask a question is not the easiest. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes about this, right, in the Hakdama Tigris Moshe, where he talks about that when a posek has to give a psak halacha, and he writes there, if you remember that, I don't know why people ask me questions, I shouldn't be writing this sefer, and I'd rather not, because if I was in the days of Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know, I wouldn't be able to open my mouth. But Ramosha says, look, what can I do? In every generation, as long as the posek goes through the proper channels and goes through the proper preparation and research, then he has a chiyuv to paskin. But how does Rav Moshe explain the research? He says, "Elokivisha nira lahachacha machareisha iyan karaui levarer hahalacha b'shasu v'poskim," that he is ma'ayin appropriately to try to clarify the halacha kifi kocho b'kovid rosh ubiyira me'Hashem yisbarach, with heaviness of heart and seriousness and yiras Hashem v'nira lo shekenu p'sak hadin hu emes lahora. That's where Moshe talks about his two types of emes. But that's where Moshe says kovid rosh and Yirame Hashem Yisbarach. Well, it's not a simple avoda. That's what's going on here. It might have been a case that Rabbi Yosa had to be ma'ayin. Rabbi Yosi bar Pitris Chamuid Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Kadmaya. So Rabbi Yosi ben Pitris, who was the first father-in-law of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? First father-in-law, he was married twice. Havi le'uvda, he lost a relative. Shalach le'bar kapara trei talmidin the yisterni mayor. Bar kapara sent two students to learn with him in Deshari. And again, in Deshari lo yadin. I don't know why, if it's because he held that it's mutter to learn like Rish Lakish. V'mishum shahaya lo'ut achar ha'torah lo yadin. Or is it because he was lo'ut after Torah? He couldn't not learn. He was lo'ut, right? He was just connected. It sounds like the Ben Azai by not getting married of Puravu. Of Nafshi Chashka Matara, Malazot, what can I do? But this is quoted here by the learning by in the Gemara. Vitani Kenim Hayalot Achar Torah Mutter, and that's what some. Also, we have a brisa. If somebody's Lord Achar Torah Mutter, this is not quoted in the Bavli. This type of Yisod is not quoted in the Bavli. It's not quoted in the Poskim. Not quoted in the Poskim. That if somebody is, you hear stories about the Gdolim, if I don't learn, I'm in pain. Okay, so they can make those decisions, but generally, it's not in. That's not in Psak Halacha. Look in the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Pei Dalid, in the Siman about this in terms of Hilchos Avelus. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses the Isra of Talmud Torah, and then he says, Ulefize Eino Muvan Madisa B'Yerushalmi Tuniyim Hayalod Achor HaTorah V'matam Mishim Simcha. If the issue is that you're not allowed to have simcha when you learn Torah, so if somebody is low, then he obviously has tremendous simcha, then it should be even more aser. Follow Adarabba, Kishalod, Yeshlo Heter, Yosher Simcha, Vechi Tiruze, the MS, Shaposkim Lohiviuze. The Poskim don't quote this. Venera the Spirale, because they hold, to keep it to Misne B'Shas Dilan, this appears nowhere in Shas Bavli, Lo Chashinale. It must be that we don't pass in that way. Mikomakom, but still, just to understand it, it's hard. How could you understand this? The whole Israel of learning Torah is lahut, is simcha, and if somebody is lahut, he obviously has to read the simcha. It must be not. It must be somebody who, when they're not learning, it's not that just learning gives them simcha, but somebody who's on the level, if they don't learn, they're in pain. It's like starvation. It's like somebody who needs a certain type of food. He's lahut. If he doesn't have it, he's just going to go crazy. V'yimlav yitnu lo, and if you don't give it to him, yochzenu bulmus, right? You're going to get sick and have a seizure. V'yistachin, if you don't get the certain food that you need. K'mochein ulad achar ha'torah v'nechshav kisas sakana. Maybe that's the type of lo we're talking about. V'lochein lo evi ha'poskim, but that's why the poskim don't quote it. B'shim delo shchiach zeklal bizmanenu. Do you have somebody in our day that it doesn't learn and therefore they're going to get sick just like they're starving? Miyu al kalpanim yihi apirish b'yushalmi ech sheyia, whatever the term of Yushalmi is, have a raya ladas ha'osrim. Right, the Dasa Osrim, Dim Loki, Mashayach Lord, Yilmo, Bidvaram Hamutarim, Via Torah, Arucham Erasbita. Right, if you're so, you know, low, it's so, there are certain things that you can learn. Just learn Hilchas Avelus. Right, Achru Shalmi, Sham Pligir, Biachar Reish Lakish, Biachar Adavar, as we said, Biachar Reish Lakish, Matir's novel to learn, Bechlau, Viatra, to call a Sugi Sham, who? Lididei. Yanan Kaimel and Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe the Lord is only Reish Lakish, and we all like Rabbi Yochanan. V'gam Sham Matir, V'makam She'eno Ragil. V'zeokadas Reish Lakish, Shili Tainis, V'anan Kaimel and Rabbi Yochanan. And then he says, but then he also says, L'fichach Avelasar Lomo Kol Shiva B'Tanach, V'mishnah V'gemara Alachas Dagados, Avel Mutter. Interesting, the Gemara has this by Tisha B'Av. Avel Mutter Likros Be'iov U'Bekinos U'Bedvarim Harayim She'Beyirmiyo U'Behilchas Avelis. V'yachalom al-perakel magalchin, a mishnah v'agamara, mishav d'sham mairi rak b'dini avel, u'meruchak, shehu ka'avel. Menudeh is also similar to avel. V'yishlis topic, what the poskim discuss, in mutar la'ayin b'hem b'ha'amaka, u'lachadesh b'hem chidushei torah v'imlav. Even these things that you're allowed to learn them b'amkus and lumdis, Ra'isi mishakasa b'lashon zeh. Ra'isi lechem yagdolam b'me'evel she'elomin alachas avelos be'iyun. Be'ino levein atzmo. U'mashachida she'ikosiv u'mala al sefer. V'li nira delav shafer avid. Devada kivin shemamek b'iyun no ain simcha l'bal Torah yosir mizeh. And you can't learn it. It says the Archashochas, v'li nira ikat diviosa gadol. I think, what do you mean? If you're not learning it be'iyun, then it's not even learning. Fascinating discussions about the type of learning that one is allowed to do. Aruch HaShulchan has an important approach to this. Okay, let's continue. There's a lot here. Al-Kadavar Amor Batorah, Kohen Mitame Yisrael Misabel. On any time when the Torah says that the Kohen should be Mitame, mean one of the seven relatives. We know a Kohen generally has an Isser to become Tameh, but the relatives that he can. So on any relative that a Kohen becomes Tameh, and we pask in Chayiv, Machlokas Rishus or Chayiv, Yisrael Misabel. So it's the same rules, Yisrael Misabel. Hosifo Alehem, but there are extra ones. There are extra ones that a person is Misabel for. A Kohen is not Mistameh for his sister who's fully married, or some maternal relatives, a half sibling from the mother's side. But Yisrael Misabal. Yisrael's Misabal on a half sibling. Hosif Oleim, Achiv Achoso Meimo, right? A sibling, a maternal sibling. Vachoso Anasua Misabal, Vaonain, and Achoso Anasua, the married sister, Yisrael's Misabal for. Avalo Mitame, or a Kohen, but he's just not Mitame for it. Arusa Salom Misabal, Vaonain, Vlo Mitame. In Arusa, the Kohen is married to an Arusa, is married and is only Erison, so also there is no Avelus, Warninus, or Tama. Tani, kol shem esablam, olam esablam imo. Right, we had this 2 days ago, or the beginning of the last year, the halacha misablam imo. Anyone who is in avelus, kol misablam alav, if I'm misabel for a relative, then when that relative is sitting shiv, I'm also misabel with them, when I'm in front of them. Rav de machazach say, Rav lost his sister, upaka l'chia brei, and he told chia his son, amalei kati solik l'gabai avishalach sandalach, when you come near me, take off your shoes. Meaning in front of me, you have to be no agavels. Rabbi Mana, Avin Benoid Rabbi Chanina, Achui Maisin. Rabbi Mana, his nephews died. Benoid Rabbi Chanina, Achui Maisin. Asam Shalom to Rabbi Yosi, Ma'olichbo says Amita, should I do Kfias Amita? Right? Rabbi Mana, the uncle, was asking. Amar La Lotzarach, he says, no. Ma'olich Ragabi Mita Kfuya, Amar La Lotzarach, he says, do I sleep on a, you see, it's a separate thing about turning over the bed and sleeping on a Mita Kfuya. Amar La Lotzarach, you don't need to. Ma'olichbo says, Shmaul is Palel. What about Aninus? Do I say Kriyashma? Do I say Kriyashma and Davin, Bishaz Aninus? Amar La, Nishmeim and Adah, learn from the following. Harishaya Asukim Ameis Bekever, during burial, when somebody is in Aninus, you should just try to switch, keep going. If you have two people there, so one person takes care of the burial, one person goes away and says Kriyashma. Or you can't say Kriyashma next to the Niftar, because that's Loig Larash. But you go to a Makam Tara, put on your Tfilin, because he says Tfilin with Kriyashma, Kori Kriyashma, Umispalo. Meaning, when he is with his, when he is actually with the kevers, then he's putter. But when he is away and he can't get away, then he is chayef. Meimazako to Samita. So we referred to this brisa already yesterday. Meimazako to Samita. When does kfiyas Samita start? When do you turn over the beds? Mishayetzi ameis bepesach achatzer divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds right when the mace leaves the chatzer. This was one of Rav Salvation's rayas to the concept of base avel. Right, base avel. This is not about the avel doing anything near the avel. Let's see, is going to the cemetery. But Rabbi Eliezer says, right when the mace leaves the house, so that's when the beds get turned over. Bishua Omer, no. Bishua says when Avelus starts. When Nihuge Avelus starts. When the burial finishes, that's when the beds, and that's when all of the Avelus start. Ukshemesu Rabbi Gamliel, Kivichiasu Vesach HaChatzer. When Rabbi Gamliel died, right when they took the mace out of the Chatzer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, L'talmidim Fuas Amitos. He told the Talmidim, you know, I hold, turn over the beds right now. V'kshinista magolel, and after simas agolel, Rabbi Yeshua was there. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, the Talmidim, kfuas amitos. Rabbi Yeshua says, do go turn over the beds. They say, oh, we did it already. I'm relok far kefinim al pizakein. Right, we already, Rabbi Eliezer already told us, so we already did it beforehand. Be'erev Shabbos, who is, so give us mitosav. Right, when, on Erev, in the Bisban, that there was kfiyas amita, okay, we don't do this today, but in the days when they used to turn over the beds, Erev Shabbos, you picked up the beds, because on Shabbos, you were zokef them. Right, that's what we had in the last, shiur also, where the machlokas Shmuel and Rav, about, zakifas hamita. before Shabbos. So you pick it up both sides Shabbos, who kofan, and both sides Shabbos again, when it starts, so then you are kofa, you turn them back over. Tini dargash, a dargash is a type of bed that has a leather mat, and that, nizkefes in nichbas. If you turn that over, then it's gonna get all dirty, and it's gonna get ruined, so instead you can just turn it on its side. Niskefa, stand it up on its side, vein nichbas, but you don't turn it over. And that's enough for a niyugav avelus. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, shomet kalmantarin shalah, just loosen the ties that you have, the dyan, and that's enough. Right? Loosen it so the leather kind of lowers down and collapses. But it makes the bed unusable, and that way that's enough. Rav Yossi, b'shir, b'shir ben Levi, alok, b'shir ben Elazar, that's enough. That's what you have to do. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'shem Rabbi Yosa Mita Shnakliteha Olin V'Yarot Inima. If you have like a canopy bed, the bed that the poles are up, Shomtin V'Dayu. Just take off the canopy poles, so the whole cover collapses. Ezu Mita Ezu Dargash. What's the difference between a Mita and a Dargash? Two types of beds. Am Rabbi Yirmiya Kol Shem Sargin Al Gufa. Right, and this is a Nafkamina. This is discussed elsewhere. In Brachas and in Sanhedrin, they discuss this regarding the Kohen Gadol, what he sits on, and the Melech. So whatever, if it goes around, if the straps go around the bed frame, Zui Mita, that's called a Mita. But if it doesn't go around the bed frame, it's just like hanging loops. So Zui Dargash, that's what a Dargash is. Says the Gemara, really? A mita is where the straps go around the bed frame, but Fatanina, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Kalim, where the Mishnah talks about what is the Gemar Malacha for different types of items to make them, Makabal Toma. So Hamita Varisa, the mita, which is the bed and the crib, sometimes. So when is a mita Makabal Toma? Mishi is Shofam Baradog, when you smear them and you sand them with the, hide, the skin of a fish. But one second, in Misari Gual Kufa, if you're telling me that a mita has straps around this bed frame, then what are you sanding it for? It's going to be covered anyway. Laser Davru Shafa, right? So if it has straps around it, so what do you need the sanding for the Gemar Malacha? Amar Balazar Tipata Be'ilei Narsasa Kisar Yasa. Certain types of beds, to Kisaria beds, to Islay Nikvin that has holes in the frame. So some of it's going to be exposed, right? Some of it's going to be exposed, some of it not, and that's what you're smoothing. Okay. Uminan l'kfiyas hamitos. Is there a remez to kfiyas hamita, to turning over the beds, of Krispoi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan? Vayeshvi tola aretz. They sat with him. Again, the same pasuk we quoted before by Eov. They sat with him on the ground, and it says la aretz. Al haaretz ein ksivkan. It doesn't say on the ground. Ela vayeshvi tola aretz. So we darsha. What does it mean? La aretz to the ground? Ela davar shu samach la aretz. Something that's close to the ground. Mikantru yishena hamitas kfiyas. They slept on turned over beds. That's what they slept on. What's the symbolism? So this is important. This is in the Gemara tells us, Bar Kapara Amar, similar in the Bavli, Ikunin Achas Tova Haisali B'Toch Beischa. There was an Ikunin, a likeness of me, Hashem says, by the Karban Eidat, Selam Elokim Asasa Adam. There was a likeness of me in the house, Ugramtani L'Chaposa, I had to turn it over. I was caused because of sin, right? Hashem says, I had to take this person. I had to turn it over. So there's a tzelem elokim that's lacking that was now turned over. So afadak fei mitasva. So you turn over the beds. I had to turn over this person's life and take him. So turn over the bed. So it's somehow symbolic of the tzelem elokim that was taken. V'isdamafkin lishna diyichpas sirsur. And some say turn over the sirsur, the middle man. What is the middle man? As the Pefarshim explained, the bed is the place where the Tzelem Elokim was created. The husband and wife created a Tzelem Elokim in the bed. So the bed was the middle, right? What was the source of the birth, so to speak. So now that the death, happened, so as an acknowledgement, we turn over the beds. We don't do it bizman hazeh, as we'll see soon. The Chassam Sofer here says maybe this is where the minhag of, covering the mirrors, because a mirror celebrates Tzelem Elokim. So maybe that's where the minhag comes from. Nirali mizeh yotza haminag lahafoch maros hatzovos b'shivas yimei evel the b'shas dilan amrina bina hifach hamitas dubus diokni nasati lachem hine ein anunogin kvias hamita mitam amfersh b'poska lakopanem maros hatzovos hingam kem sirsurim bein ish lishto. I don't remember. I don't think this line is in the Bavli about the sirsurim. This is the sirsur v'gam nirabin dubus diokni alkein Mahafchim. So that's the idea. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Tareyam, Bishem, Rabbi Shimon, Lokesh, Chad, Amar, Bepne Mahu, Yashin, Almita, Kfuya. Why? Okay, this turning over the beds and then sleeping on the turned over bed. Why sleeping on the turned over bed? The Gemara has two days. Number one, so even when you wake up in the morning, during the night, you realize, oh wow, Amana turned over bed, he'll remember his avelis, or even more. The Charana Amar Mitok Shuyashan Agave Mitok Fuya, because he's sleeping on the turned over bed, he doesn't sleep well, it's uncomfortable, and he's going to be awake, v'niskar shu avel, and remember, he's an avel. Two days about how direct is the Kfiyas Amita sleeping on the overturned bed. Amar, any kofes amita, hariyani yoshin al gabi safsal, ain't shomelo. If somebody said, I'm not doing kfiyas amita, and I'm sleeping on a bench, ain't shomelo, right? We don't listen, we're still kofe mitaso. But, bibresha amar, any kofe es amita, avalam amma, it's only because he says, I'm not turning over my bed. Avalam amar, any kofe es amita, but if he says, I'm turning over the beds, but I'm just still not, I'm gonna sleep, I'm not sleeping on it, shomelo, then you can listen to it. Meaning the key is, Kfiyas Amita, not Dafka, he's sleeping on it. So again, an idea of creating an environment, maybe a base Avel, but not Dafka, the Avel. Masisa lo Amrakein. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin has a different idea. The Mishnah doesn't say this. Why? Elok, Shemavren Oso, it talks about when we are Mavre, the Kohen Gadol, Kalam Misuben ala Aretz, everybody's on the floor, Vumesim ala Safslan, he's sitting on a bench, the Kohen Gadol, that's by a Kohen Gadol. Haba Kohen Hedyot, low, but by a Kohen Hedyot, or any other Avel, it sounds like the Avel must sit lower, that the Avel must sit on the, not on a bench, but have to sit on the Safsal. Question about the Girsa here. Birabim, take away the Vav, Birabim, Haba Yachalo. This is by the Rabim, that's when it is Usser. But, by a Yachid, so that it would be Mutter. By a Yachid, it would be Mutter. Only Birabim, it would be Usser, but by Hedyot, it would be Mutter. Velo Avdin Kane. But we don't do this. Very unclear. We don't do what? We don't do the Isser Fias Amita. We don't have the Minog to be Mako, right? The, Carbon Eda here has two dais. They said, Eina Minog Kane, and we don't sit on the Safsal. Even if there are Mitas Kfuyos, we don't, still don't let the Avel sit on the Safsal. Or, Velo Avdin, we don't do like the Mishnah, but like the Brisa that we allow sitting on the Safsal. The Rambam is very clear. The Rambam says you have to sleep on the Mitas Kfuyos. The Raivin and others are more Mako. What exactly is the, Maskana here, along with the Maskana in the Bavli is not clear. Kfiyas Amita, Babi Mosa, Shisha, Babi Chamisha, Arba Vishlosha. There's different amounts of days that happen, Kfiyas Amita happens. Meaning what? Be'erev Shabbos. We know on Shabbos and Yontif, we're not kofa the Mita. So Be'erev Shabbos, if there is Shiva, or any day, Erev Shabbos, if somebody is kofa the Mita, any day of the week, right before Shabbos, you pick it up. So Shisha. So that would be 6 days of Shiva that there would be Kfiyas Amita. Be'erev Shabbos, Nimdu Mechama, what if Shiva started right before Shabbos? Right before Shabbos, like 5 minutes before Shabbos. So that Friday is a day of Shiva, but you didn't get to be kofa the Mita. So then Chamisha, then there will be 5 days of Shiva with Kfiyas Amita. Yontav lachar Shabbos, if that happened, then Yontav is on Sunday, Arba. Shnei Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah, if Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday, Shlosha. So different amounts. Chatam amin de Rabbi Mana, hoi lachamin krovi de Neshaya. Then it's like one of the Tamid Rabbi Mana told one of the relatives of the house of the Nasi. Mishu zokfa, shuvei no kofa. He paskin for him. Once you pick it up for Shabbos, then you're not kofed back after Shabbos. Unlike we said before. Kama yamim hayalo, do you need a certain amount of days before Shabbos for this to kick in? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yosef, shnei yamim hayalo, yeah, 2 days. Rabbi Baba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Shlosh, you need 3 days before. Rabbi Chinen bar Papa, hori l'kfosa, filo yom echad. He paskin, that to be kofed even 1 day. Even if there's a 1 day that is left, he says you still turn it back over, right? Even if there's only 1 day that's left, because you don't hold like this idea that Shabbos stops it. And it was shown to him in a dream, Ya'an ki marisa, you rebelled, right? Somehow in a dream that he was wrong, this psak halacha that he gave, add this to the list of sources about paskening based on a dream. It does not say what happened after that. It doesn't say that whether he changed his psak. Maybe that's what the Gemara is trying to say, right? He changed the psak because of the dream. And we've spoken often when this comes up, the Hagos HaShri, the second parak of Avodah Zarah, that there was one of the Rishonim that matted a barbuta fish. And that night he had a dream that he was a waiter in a restaurant that was feeding shrutzim to the customers. And he woke up in a sweat. We had different stories, the Chassam Sofer that matired, milchiks after fleishiks, with a Shainas Keva less than 6 hours. And he woke up and he spilled his coffee all over himself. different simanim, dreams, simanim al-shamayim, Gemara in Sanhedrin daf lamed, about somebody has a dream that there's money in the backyard, but it's Meister Sheni money, and he finds the money, he doesn't have to treat a lot of Meister Sheni money, all different types of dreams affecting. It's connected to the Lo B'Shamayim, which we just had recently. One more line. Tini Adar Bepundik in Mechayev Nozalichbaz. If somebody's in an inn, he does not do Kfiyas Hamita. To Lo Yavin Amrin Cheirishu. Because then somebody's going to say, he's a magician. What's he doing? The magic. So you don't do any of that in a house of a Pundik. Tosfos says in Daf Chaf Aleph, so maybe that's why we don't do any of this nowadays. We don't do any of this nowadays because of this sukshash. Why? Because we are Ben Hanachrim, and they will think that, that something's going on. Whether it's schok, whether it's magic, whatever it is, that we don't do it. He quotes our Yerushalmi. That's Tosfos here in Moed Katan. That's why we don't do that. Bizman Hazeh. Okay, we'll have to stop here.